Howdy, howdy, howdy once again, my friends. George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio. And we've got our good friend, Mr. Roman Gabriel, with the Sold Out for Youth Foundation. Roman, as you might recognize by his name, is the son of the great NFL football player for the Rams, and he himself was a player in the NFL. But now he is full in to saving youth, America's youth, and I wanted to get him on to get an update of what is happening. Roman, thank you very much for taking time. Welcome to the show again.
George, great to be back with you.
First of all, give us an update. What is going on with the drug, the fentanyl problems in the U.S. right now with the youth? Give us an update.
Well, first of all, congratulations to President Trump, because I think that's going to first and foremost be a huge change, is getting the border under control, getting it closed, stopping the fentanyl flow coming in, and to deal with these cartels that are engaging our young people, not only online, but directly selling these fake fentanyl pills and these illicit fentanyl-laced products. As you know, George, many of the fentanyl poisonings are accidental and could be prevented, and much of that is because the people of our country have not been educated, and part of the blame has got to fall on this last administration, the federal government, for not putting out a massive fentanyl education campaign so that people could understand how dangerous this poison is and how they could protect themselves and their families. So our organization, the Sold Out Youth Foundation, has a fentanyl education campaign. It is our goal that within the next 2 years that every American home would have fentanyl education online at their fingertips through their devices. But in the meantime, we're serving public and private schools through a comprehensive fentanyl education online program and curriculum that benefits school staff and administration, school students, as well as parents through the school's already existing communication system. So we're leveraging what the schools already have in place to be able to get the information out to the people who need it most, as well as law enforcement and others who come in contact with parents and students, like SRO officers and caseworkers, school nurses, counselors. So we're providing valuable and critical tools and resources to save lives. I think one of the biggest statistics that has recently come out through our friend Jim Rao at Families Against Fentanyl has been the fact that it isn't just the number one killer of 18 to 48 year olds. When you look at 5 to 14 year olds in our country right now, it's the number two killer behind suicide. It's up 1400% since 2021, according to Families Against Fentanyl, the updated statistics. So what that says is that our young people are being approached with these fake fentanyl pills and these illicit fentanyl-laced recreational products, including vape, which has already been a prevalent thing that students have taken advantage of by getting around the safety protocols of social networking through TikTok, Snapchat, and they're being approached on those networks to buy these products that they don't know are fake. We had to adjust our educational program, not just for middle school and high school, but for K through 12, because parents give their kids cell phones at a very early age, sometimes as, fourth, fifth grade. And they don't understand that even though their kids can call them if they get in an emergency, they don't know that those phones are being used to directly connect to their students through gaming, through social networking, and through kids easily getting around the safety protocols to purchase, these fake fentanyl pills and other recreational drugs. So, I think that closing the border obviously is going to be a tremendous asset for so many reasons, but we need to also realize that there's enough fentanyl, stockpiled in the country to be able to kill people two, three times over. So this is going to be a problem going forward. So education is a huge, huge thing that needs to be done. And that's what we're talking to the administration about and working with you and others the border 911 and Families Against Fentanyl and Facing Fentanyl and other organizations that are interested in educating Americans to the danger of this and how we can make sure that they have the right information to be able to make proper and safe decisions for their kids.
The situation with the information and education, I mean, it's very, very obvious to everybody that the mainstream news has not really done a good effort of talking about it. I mean, I rarely have seen ABC, NBC, CBS cover much about this on 60 Minutes or any of their big shows. What is your intention? How do you plan to approach this in the coming years, in the coming months?
Well, you bring up a great point, George. It's one thing to educate Americans about this and to use, you know, schools to educate, you know, because they have a system set up where people can be reached quickly and fast through online engagement. But the news is all about ratings. They're all about making things, you know, controversial and politicizing it. And they've done a really good job of you know, pointing out how terrible the border is and the impact of the border on things like child trafficking and crime and fentanyl and illicit drugs coming across the border and all those things and how they impact people and the economy and safety, national security. But what they haven't done a good job is they have a responsibility to their listeners and viewers to educate them. And, you know, this isn't rocket science. I mean, if you go to soldouttv.com on our public site and you click on fentanyl education, there's information there that can save people's lives and can educate not only adults but their children as well. And we have to do a better job of educating the media that there are organizations and there are tools and resources out there that they could be helping to save lives on a massive scale because of the numbers of people that watch and listen to them.
Excellent. Now, one last question before we let you go. Because of your pedigree, and I'll use that word, your pedigree with NFL, your dad's involvement and your own involvement, Super Bowl week is usually a big event for discussing all sorts of issues. Black Lives Matter certainly took advantage of it not too long ago. And I'm wondering, are you going to be able to, are you planning, are you hoping to get some notoriety during that period?
Well, we've been doing that for 30 years. I've been a member of the NFL media and have covered the Super Bowl since 1994. And I give thanks to my father who passed away April 20th because he had an 17-year career in the NFL with the Rams and the Eagles, and he's greatly respected. And that opened up the door for me to play professional football and have the opportunity to get involved in what is a small group of people, a network of people that's really tight. And as you know, the NFL is the number one sport in entertainment in the world. They get the best ratings on television. They have the ability to put out through their platform lots of powerful and important messaging in our communities, as well as subjects that people need to know about. So for the last 10 years, we have been promoting our foundation, promoting drug and alcohol abstinence through the Super Bowl. And we'll be in New Orleans again this year, working with you guys as well at Border 911. We plan to have some special events as well as be on Radio Row, where we have the opportunity to put the messaging out to the world through all sorts of multimedia that covers the Super Bowl. But we've got a very special event coming up just before the Super Bowl on January 16th at UC Irvine. It'll be the Roman Gabriel Legends Charity Celebration. My dad passed away on April 20th, and we'll be honoring his career and life. And the impact that he had in raising over $10 million for charities across the country through his career and using his platform as the Rams quarterback. So we'll be honoring my father, and we'll have 20-plus Rams celebrities at the event, as well as, of course, the benefit of the event and the proceeds will go towards our public education program, helping kids in Southern California public schools and across the country, and we'll have a fentanyl awareness campaign with leaders from corporate, education, law enforcement, celebrities coming to learn more about the fentanyl poisoning. Of course, in Orange County, where we're having the event, it's one of the higher areas for drug overdose and fentanyl problems. So we're looking forward to that. And if you want to purchase tickets to that event, or you want to get on our raffle auction that'll be going on until January 16th, just go to RomanGabrielEvents.com. That's RomanGabrielEvents.com. If you want to join us there or watch it on streaming that night on the 16th. And so we're starting the 16th through Super Bowl. We're going to be putting out the messaging about fentanyl, making people aware. And our hashtag for the Super Bowl is going to be tackling fentanyl, saving lives, hashtag saving lives. So we're appreciative of the NFL giving us a platform to be able to put this out to the world. And we're looking forward to many NFL current and former players and coaches that are going to support us speak into this. And of course, my show, the Roman Gabriel Show, you should go to RomanGabrielShow.com. We're on podcasts anywhere you get it, or on radio, as well as streaming on YouTube. We'll be there all week, and members, of course, of Border 911 will be coming down to put the messaging out as well. And we're looking forward to working with local law enforcement. You know, the whole goal, George, for everybody is, you know, we have the ability to put this messaging out. We need to protect Americans, and there are many Americans, and as you know, over 90% of the accidental poisonings are preventable. And the only reason that they're not is because people have not been educated. And this is simple. This is very easy. Just go to soldouttv.com, click on fentanyl education, take the link, send it to all your friends, family members, sit down with your children and make sure they understand what this poison's all about. And let's take care of this problem. This is the number one killer in our country, and it doesn't have to be. And I'm so glad that the new administration coming in is going to put a spotlight on this, that isn't just about closing the border, but it's also about educating people to this. So I look forward to continuing to work with you, George, and working with so many worthy organizations where all we care about is protecting our next generation of kids, our next generation of leaders. So please go to soldouttv.com. And check out the website, and make sure you educate your friends and family, because it could save somebody that you love.
You got it, buddy. Once again, my friends, we've been speaking with Mr. Roman Gabriel of the Sold Out for Youth Foundation. Roman, you keep up the good work, and we'll get you back on sometime soon again, buddy.
Thanks, George. Appreciate the time.
You got it. Once again, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio.